My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again with this man. He's the head coach of America's team, Coach Mike McCarthy, every single Friday at this time, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Coach, and welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Good morning. It's good to be back.
Thank you for joining us. Did you stay up late last night for that game to end?
I didn't see the game, actually. Just week one's always a little bit, a little more work involved. So we were pretty busy here on the offensive side of the ball last night.
Coach, does like so much more work get put into the first game opponent than the rest of the year when you have obviously a lot shorter prep time? Like, do you do twice or three times the workload on the opening opponent?
Definitely. I mean, I just think it's, the nature of the beast. You look at it the whole summer once you got the, once you got the schedule set. But to be honest with you, the schedule is a little bit, of a juggernaut. The bye week, with just the way it's set up, you really don't get the work done that you would like to get done, because, you're still building your roster, and, and that thing sometimes runs all the way into Wednesday, and then Thursday's your last day because it's mandatory Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you really just have a normal week. And the first game, in my experience, has always been the toughest because you've been working on it the most, and there's so many things you feel good about, and you got to really, really stay on top of your volume, and check yourself. So I spend more time in week one just making sure, you hit everything, the first road game, how we travel. We had some a number of player acquisitions right down here at the end, and just getting people acclimated. So you just have a lot of extra conversations that are time consuming.
When it comes to kind of studying the Browns, though, for like a week one or any week one opponent, during the season, you'll look at tape from, across the year. Heading into a week one, are you looking at a bunch of, at the end of last year's tape? And how do you factor in stuff like a guy like Jerry Jeudy, who's new to this team? Are you watching stuff he did in Denver? How does that approach work?
Definitely. I mean, it's just like anything. You have your schematical approach, and then you have your, the player matchup approach. You have historical components that you look at, the history of the coordinators. Obviously, playing in Cleveland, we haven't played in Cleveland in my time here. So you just, you're going through all those items and just make sure you're detailing it.
Coach, kind of wanted to go over your theme for the season for our listening audience, Rooted. Saw the T-shirts and the gear yesterday. Can you just kind of go over once again why you chose that theme for this season?
Yeah, definitely. I think, the origin is year five, the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. You plant it, and you basically water it for 4 years, and you know, and you see nothing really above ground. But the reality of it, it's what's growing beneath it. And if you know the story of it, in year five, within a 5 week period, you know, it goes from 0 to 80 to 90 feet. So, and the reality of it is, you know, it's not that it grew all, you know, to 80-90 feet in 5 weeks. You know, it's really the root system that's been built over the 5 year period.
You steal one of your old kids' textbooks for that? How the heck did you find that a little nugget out?
No, actually, you know, a friend of mine just told me the story, frankly, back in February, and, you know, just my personal experience. In the last opportunity I had, you know, won a Super Bowl in year five, so that kind of generated the conversation. And then, you know, and we also, every year, you know, we have a theme, but we have, you know, sub-themes to it, too. And, you know, we've done a lot of work with O2X, Human Performance Group, out of Boston, and they, you know, I thought they did a really good job with our football team, and they had a slogan of, you know, improving 1% every day. So we also accompany that as part of the theme, and the third component is, you know, how you're going to do it, and that's, you know, be where your feet are and stay in the present. So thought it was a good message this year.
Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, getting you set for the opener on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Something that Jerry has repeated is what he thinks pressure does with people, that he likes to see how they perform under it. And I personally believe, yeah, some people can thrive under it, and some people, you know, maybe a little bit irritated by all the pressure on them. In your experience, Coach, with a ton of pressure on guys, do you feel like it creates diamonds? Can it have an adverse negative effect when people are worrying about contracts and distractions and all the other things that we usually talk about in an NFL offseason or going through this year with so much on the line? How do you view pressure?
Well, I mean, that's a big question, one I'm not really going to get into right now. I think just the nature of this business alone brings a lot of pressure to every individual in it, because you just because of, you know, what you have to do to perform and succeed in this business. So, and that is a lot of pressure. And I think for people that are in this business over the long term, you know, it's something that's, you know, you have to be able to endure and thrive in. So, you know, that's the big picture. But, you know, everybody's situation's different. There's a personal component to this.
Yeah.
And everybody handles pressure differently. So I think, you know, the professional part of it is, you know, I mean, you get up every day and you go full bore ahead, and you have to do it in this league, or your people are going to run right past you. So, but there's a personal component to this for everybody.
Coach, we've been trying to figure out Deshaun Watson in his time in Cleveland. Does he resemble, in what you've seen, does he resemble the quarterback we saw in Houston, or what's your take on what's going on with him?
Yeah, definitely. I think you just gotta, you know, you gotta stick to the video. I mean, you watch the games that he played, you know, in you know, the 10 games, and, you know, 5-1 in the 6 games prior to that, you know, his record, you know, before the injury and everything. So, you know, he makes them different for sure. You know, this is a offense. They run the ball very well, and they have all the movements and keeps, big screen team. So, I mean, they put a lot of stress, you know, on your C gap, on your force components, and things like that. So you got to be really in tune with that. You got to tackle well. And then, you know, he's a playmaker. He's a dynamic player with the ball in his hands. So, yeah, I mean, that's the guy we're preparing for.
Is the Guyton, you know, Myles Garrett type matchup, is that the one that you think might be really make or break this game, you know, with his first start and his, you know, first game in the NFL?
Well, I just think, like anything, you know, it's we way we view them defensively, and obviously Miles is a great player, so, and he's been playing at this level for quite some time. So regardless of who's playing left tackle, I mean, that's definitely a focus of us, of how we want to attack their defense. And they do a really good job of moving him around. You know, he won't just be on the left side. He'll play some on the right side, and, you know, and they use him as the spinner and off the ball and so forth. But it's, you know, it's definitely the approach of, you know, where is he every play? You know, so when we break the huddle, we definitely got to know where he's lining up.
Coach, you said on Thursday you're not necessarily comfortable starting so many rookies against Cleveland, but you're confident. Is it important for those rookies, though, to be comfortable heading into this game?
Well, I did not say I wasn't comfortable. I just said I would not use the word comfortable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't think that's, I mean, who the hell is comfortable going into a football game? I didn't want to be critical of the gentleman's question, because that's just not my nature. But I'm confident in our players. I'm confident in what these young guys have done. They've earned this opportunity, and most importantly, visiting with the leadership council last night, the veterans are excited about our young guys. So I that speaks volumes to, what these young men have done since they've been here.
Coach, was CD behind at all when he finally got into camp? Do you expect any kind of pitch count week one?
I mean, I would say he's behind. He's just kind of getting back into it. I mean, it's always the little things that every player goes through when there's time away from the group. So we'll continue to work through it. But he's hit every mark every day. So that's what you go by. We got two more days of practice, and really want to see how he is today. Yesterday was a big day. We were outside, and just blew it out. Frankly, I mean, we do comparables of yesterday's practice compared to the last three practices this time of year, and the workload capacity was off the chart. So, I mean, the way these guys come in here today is going to be important, and he's definitely one of those guys.
You guys are very familiar with Deshaun Watson's top target, Amari Cooper. When you watch Amari Cooper on tape and see the way that he's performed these last 2 years with some quarterback instability, is there any part of you when you've been watching them this week where you think, man, I wish we wouldn't have let him get away?
Well, I think I just have such respect for Amari's game. When you watch, particularly his releases and his ability to understand, stems and breaking points. He's obviously very, very gifted. But his route running is something that I've always had such respect for.
Mike McCarthy here on 105.3 The Fan. Coach, we know how much you believe in the run game. Help us understand what we may be missing with the concerns that many have over the group. Obviously, a lot of green offensive linemen with some of the inexperience. Why do you feel good about the running game heading into this season?
Well, to me, the run game is the one area where you have the least, opportunity to really practice it, full speed, just because of the limited pad practice compared to, how much more you can practice the passing game. So, so we're always going to be committed to it. The biggest thing is, when you look at the run game is, it's just like you have to get the attempts where they need to be. And I think, sometimes we can take, statistics and maybe not look as far as we, as we could just to really to get the result. I mean, so when I'm talking about your run game numbers aren't always a true reflection of what you're trying to do. I think your time of possession, completion percentage, you know, with the run game attempts, with the run game average, you know, it's a collection of, you know, what you need to do to control the ball. And I think last year's a very good example of that, you know, just because the way our defense is built, and, you know, we have a lot of guys that, you know, they can really get after the, you know, the passer, particularly last year's group. You know, we were trying to stay off the field, you know, win the time of possession battles where I'm going with this. And, you know, and I think we were 5 or 6 plays less a game in 23 than we were in 22. So that's what I really focus on. And, you know, we will be good running the football, and it's because we're going to commit to it.
Coach, the new kickoff rule is the one real major change. Last night, I know you said you didn't get a chance to watch it, but they, for the most part, except for one kickoff, they just kicked it deep and gave the ball to 30. Do you think that's what's going to happen across the league? Most teams just kick it deep, get them at the 30, and don't worry about the long kickoff? Or do you think this will be a trial and error and teams may start one way and then change it up?
I think it's interesting, and, you know, I haven't talked to John yet, John Fossil. But, you know, I know just, you know, him and I were visiting yesterday, and I was curious just to, you know, to see John Harbaugh and, you know, obviously Dave, just the special teams guys, you know, they're respected in the special teams community, to see how they would come out the gate with the new role. And like I said, I did not see the game last night, so I was hoping for to see the ball in play, and especially with it, you know, playing outdoors in Kansas City. But yeah, I guess we'll see how this thing goes. But, you know, I just hope we're not at 20% again. You know, we're 80%. We got 80% touchbacks, because, you know, that's not the goal. And I think anytime you make changes in this league, especially the amount of work that went into making this change, I just hope we get the results, and the results, you know, is returns. It's an exciting play.
Coach, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much for the time and the answers. As always, have a great day and a great start to the season. We'll do it again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.